Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. As taps began to run dry in areas of drought-stricken Nelson Mandela Bay this week, Christians in the metro responded to special calls to prayer. The ACDP hosted an online Let It Rain prayer event on Thursday, and Burn 247 Nelson Mandela Bay launched a Prayer at Metro Reservoirs campaign on Wednesday and Saturday in a faith-filled report entitled Entertaining an Angel on Day Zero, Nelson Mandela Bay intercessor Etheline Visser, who responded to the reservoir's prayer campaign, testifies how God used simple acts of obedience to produce supernatural results. In other news, we relate the inspiring story of Jabu Ndaba, from despairing prisoner to joyful prison evangelist. Jabu shares how he entered a lifestyle of crime as a boy growing up in Soweto, and how being in and out of prison was a normal part of his teenage years, until something happened in a Free State prison which radically changed the course of his life. Married with two young children, Jabu is back in prison, this time sharing the gospel with awaiting trial and convicted prisoners. In a report headlined, Problematic Concord Ruling Leaves Parents with No Clear Right to Bury Deceased Unborn Babies, we cover a ruling handed down by the Constitutional Court on Wednesday in the so-called Voice of the Unborn Baby case. The court found that the Births and Deaths Registration Act, also known as BADRA, does not prohibit the burial of the remains of a child that died during the first 26 weeks inside the womb. However, the court overturned a High Court ruling that parents have the right to bury miscarried babies. The Concord says there was not sufficient evidence before it to determine whether hospitals and other healthcare service providers would be able to allocate the necessary resources to realize the right asserted by parents. In a press release, Rayan Smith, legal counsel and executive director of human rights organization Cause for Justice, said that while the finding that BADRA does not prohibit the burial of the remains of a pre-viable baby is positive news, the non-resolution of parents' right to bury is highly problematic. He said, parents are left with no clear right to rely on if they want to bury their prematurely deceased child. If a hospital, as has been the norm and reality up until now, denies parents the bodily remains of their baby, they would have to somehow persuade or financially remunerate or litigate against the hospital to prevent their baby's remains from being incinerated as medical waste and to obtain the baby's remains to conduct a burial of their choosing. You can read these stories and more on our news website at gatewaynews.co.za. Or you can get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.